Missouri Net News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
Fire department officials in central Missouri's Boonville have confirmed that three firefighters were taken to the hospital after responding to a fire last night. Two of the firefighters were inside the building when it collapsed. A third became overheated. Investigators say the cause of the fire was likely electrical, but an investigation is ongoing. The governor is set to announce the next leader of the Missouri National Guard.
Governor Parson has scheduled a press conference today at the state capitol in Jefferson City to unveil his pick as the state's next Adjutant General of the Missouri National Guard. Adjutant General Steve Danner, who is retiring, has been serving in the position since 2009. Danner is a former state senator from Northwest Missouri's Hale. Missouri Net will be at the 10:15 press conference and have more on the story afterwards. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
County officials in southern Missouri are pushing to allow hunting of feral hogs.
The Springfield News Leader says 14 out of 17 counties in the South Central Region County Commissioners Association voted to oppose a ban on hunting wild hogs on federal land, which is being considered by the U.S. Forest Service. The Missouri Department of Conservation banned hog hunting 2 years ago in favor of targeted trapping, which the state agency says is more effective. But Dent County Presiding Commissioner Darrell Skiles says hunting and trapping both should be used to stop the spread of feral hogs in Missouri. Marshall Griffin, Missouri Net.
A Missouri congresswoman who helped lead the successful effort to land an $81 million federal grant to replace the aging I-70 Roachport Bridge says it was a bipartisan effort. GOP Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler says Democratic Congressman Lacey Clay and Emmanuel Cleaver signed her letter backing the project.
We stood up together as a Missouri delegation and said this is important not only just for the 4th District, but for the entire state of Missouri.
The grant will allow the existing bridge to be used during construction of the new 6-lane bridge. It won't be long before bills will be filed for a new legislative session. One topic that will be revived is legalizing sports wagering in the state. Since the U.S. Supreme Court last year allowed sports books across the country, most of the sports book bills introduced in the 2019 session allow Missouri-based casinos to host online betting. State Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg will refile the bill, which uses part of the state's revenue in the tens of millions of dollars to improve public infrastructure around sports venues to improve the safety and fan experiences.
A capital improvement fund to help out with those public works projects surrounding a stadium or a public venue, to help with traffic getting in and out of the stadium, to help with pedestrian overpasses, to help with the lighting, all those public projects that taxpayers are paying for anyway. Because they are on public roads and public streets.
Hoskins is open to compromise to lure sports betting out of Nevada and into Missouri. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.